Springfield was one of the hardest hit cities in Massachusetts by the wave of foreclosures that followed the burst of the housing bubble and the onset of the Great Recession in 2008. Although statistics point to a recovery with higher home sales and higher sale prices last year, activists like Malcolm Chu say it's a mirage. He said homes are being sold to investors who are apparently keeping the properties vacant while waiting to maximize profits.
Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac last year announced new plans to bulk sell thousands and thousands, actually hundreds of thousands, of vacant bank-owned properties across the country, including in Springfield, to private investors and hedge funds.
To highlight the problem in Springfield, Chu and other members of Springfield No One Leaves, an organization that stages protests at foreclosure auctions, pointed to a vacant home at 115 Central Street. The two-story wood frame house was purchased in 2003 for $58,000 and sold 2 years later for $155,000. The home went into foreclosure in 2008 and was eventually sold for $6,000 to an out-of-state real estate company.
It is very clear to us, and in our opinion, that continuing to see a house like this sit vacant is far from a housing recovery.
The activists want mortgage holders, especially the government-backed Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, to renegotiate the loan principal with homeowners who are underwater and unable to make current payments. Jeff Sullivan of Springfield said he's fighting with Fannie Mae to try to save his home. It went into foreclosure after he lost his job.
Now that I have an income that's good enough to take and buy back my home, as well as to even make it an affordable rental, that they allow that to happen instead of taking my home from me that I worked very hard for throughout my life.
Michael Ann Busey, director of Arise for Social Justice, said housing is the number one need of people who seek help at the anti-poverty organization. She said the federal government should spend more money to build affordable housing, and the city of Springfield should be more creative in tackling local housing issues.
It could, instead of auctioning off tax title property to the highest bidder, it could make these houses, help these houses become land trusts or housing cooperatives, so people do have an ownership stake, but they stay affordable.
Springfield City Councilor Timothy Allen said he's willing to look at any ideas that would help create more affordable housing.
We did pass the anti-foreclosure ordinance in the City Council to help deal with this stuff. Between the anti-foreclosure ordinance and potentially some creative ideas, I think we might be able to come up with something.
City councilors tonight will consider changing the foreclosure ordinance to settle a lawsuit by several banks. The change would exempt banks from having to post a $10,000 bond to secure and maintain foreclosed vacant property if other conditions are met, including hiring a local property manager. A mediation program to help people at risk of losing their homes to foreclosure would be implemented. City Council Vice President Bud Williams said implementation of the ordinance has been blocked since it was passed almost 2 years ago.
It was challenged in court. And the courts came back and said, hey, you folks need to work together, and this is an agreement they came up with.
Community activists opposed the changes, which they call loopholes, to benefit the banks. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Todd Hill, WAMC News.